Revelation Revealed, Part 2, Section 13, Chapter 1, Verse 5 through 8. We will connect here with the second half of verse 5. We did the first half of verse 5 in the last section. And again, I remind you, because of disk space on my website, I am not able to comment on every phrase, although I am tempted to do so. I have done so in my written commentary in the book of Revelation. You might want to check that out. So halfway through, verse 5 says, "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood." It doesn't say freed us from the punishment of our sins, but it does say freed us from our sins. The blood of Jesus eventually, over time in this life, should be freeing us from the sins we commit. That's what this verse is saying. Verse 6, "And has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve God the Father." A kingdom and priests. Some translations say that he has made us to be kings and priests. Really, the best translation from the Greek should be, "We are a kingdom of priests." See, God chose Israel in Old Testament times to be a kingdom of priests that would represent God to the nations. That's seen in Exodus 19:6. It's also seen in Isaiah 49, verse 6. Like Israel, Christians today are a kingdom of priests. We don't represent Christians to God. We represent the sinner to God. We are here to act on the behalf of God to the sinners. We're not kings and priests. The Greek text doesn't say we're kings and priests. We are like what Jesus was when he walked this earth. He was a servant. He was even a suffering servant. We are like Jesus in that respect. We are a servant. We become kings or lords when we are resurrected. I do not believe we are kings now. I believe we will be kings in the future when we are resurrected from the dead. The problem with seeing us as kings now is we got this king's kid mentality that we deserve it all as Christians. We can claim anything we want from God because we are the king's kids. We can have that Cadillac. That's not New Testament Christianity. We are presently servants. We are presently a kingdom of priests. We will be in the future when Jesus returns a kingdom of kings. We will be kings then. We're not kings now. We are priests. Priests who serve God, as John says here. "To him be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen," or so be it. God is eternal. When we are resurrected, we reign, rule. We will be with him for eternity. Verse 7, "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him." Remember when Jesus ascended into heaven, the two angels told the apostles, "Guys, don't worry. This same Jesus who you see rising through the clouds will return in the clouds. And every eye will see him return," according to John in verse 7. Now, I've heard people say in the past, "Well, we're going to watch CNN. That's how we're going to see Jesus return." Not so. This is how I picture it. As Jesus himself said, as lightning flashes from the east to the west or west to the east, So his return will be. His return will take a brief moment of time as he circles the earth. And as he circles the earth, every eye on the planet will see him. It's not by the internet or TV. Every eye will see Jesus return. Let's be literal here. Let's not take this beyond the literalness of the verse. We're not going to see it on CNN. By the time CNN gets it, it's going to be old news. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. Now, we're talking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ here at the end of the 7 year tribulation. We're not talking about the rapture. And at that moment of time, at the very end of the tribulation, people will be mourning. Jesus will come and end it all. The next thing on God's agenda is the white throne judgment. There may be a few believers left at the end of the tribulation. From my understanding of Revelation, many, if not most, Christians will be martyred. The majority of people on the earth will mourn the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as it states here, because they will not have given their lives to him. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and is to come, the Almighty. Alpha and Omega, meaning the beginning and the end. It doesn't mean God has the beginning and the end. Alpha is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Omega is the last letter. It's just saying God is eternal.